This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the midday show with Andy and Randy. Good morning. We are coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where we will be until 2 o'clock this afternoon. A lot of ground to cover over the next 3 hours with everything going on right now. Huge weekend in college football. Obviously a big game for the Falcons at home. A must win for the Falcons against the Panthers. Hawks are playing great on the road. Just a ton to talk about. Randy, good morning to you.
What's happening, man? Get up. Yeah, man, this is a great Friday to be over here in Twin Peaks, like it's in Buckhead. As we do, it is a big ball weekend.
Yeah,
big ball weekend.
Gotta have big balls this weekend.
Gotta have big balls this weekend, man, because it's going down. Like you said, here in Atlanta, the Falcons must win game, like they all are, as far as Carolina coming to town. The Dogs got a big one against the Texas Longhorns. Tech going up to Boston College. Don't trick off against that. They're so damn sorry.
Yeah, you gotta handle your business.
Yeah, you gotta go handle. They gotta go handle their business, like you said. And then, you know, last night, you know, you're watching the Hawks. I couldn't make it all the way through.
But yeah, yet, I fell asleep on the couch in the third quarter.
But yet, wake up and like, what the hell's going on with these damn Atlanta Hawks playing really good on the road? We talked about it yesterday. Utah stinks, but they went up and got their handled their business. Jalen Johnson. It was funny because yesterday we were like, all-star level guy.
That's how he's playing right now.
Yeah, how he's playing right now.
Yeah,
and then Onyeka, as far as I will always go back to it because every time we have him on, I ask him a question.
Yep.
Remember, was it 2 years ago?
It was the end of the season 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
And he told us,
yes.
He said, the next time you guys see me, I'm going to have a jump shot.
Yes, that's what he told us.
And it took a little longer than that, but you know, it's hard to develop that when you haven't been playing. He's legitimately a stretch big now. The man hit 8 threes last night.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's big-time stuff.
Yeah, dog.
8 threes? I know that we're in the era of everyone shooting and 8 threes happens. Like, remember when we were kids, if somebody hit 8 threes and they were just the greatest shooter of their generation?
Yes.
Like seriously. Like, Dale Ellis might have hit 8 threes, like, twice when I was a kid. And I was like, well, put him in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Because nobody could shoot like that guy. Yeah. And now, I mean, it happens much more frequently. But it had never happened for Onyeka Okongwu before. I mean, it's the reason why. I know Jalen had a great night also, but like Onyeka in the fourth quarter of that game when it was kind of back and forth, and the Jazz are not good, but Lauri Markkanen
is.
Baller. And he went off for 40 last night. I think Ace Bailey's going to be a good player too. He's obviously just a rookie, but you know, they were playing some good ball, and it was the second half of a road back-to-back. Like, those are ones that are pretty easy to let slip away in moments like
especially
that.
Especially at Utah.
Exactly. You know, it's Utah on a random Thursday, you know. But they're tough. Like, they're tough, and they're deep, and their bench showed up again. And then Onyeka started last night because unavailable for a couple guys. But, yeah, man, like, this is pretty fun start to the year.
He's playing pretty good.
He's playing well this year.
You remember when we had him sit down, was this year? And I asked him a question about, you know, about the Porzingis thing. And he didn't have any kind of emotion about it. He was like, I'm kind of, I was pissed off about it.
He seemed like he had a little bit of emotion about it.
I mean, not like, yay, or anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
he seemed like he had a little bit of an attitude.
Real attitude, stoic about it. Because, like, yeah, there's some bull job. I thought it was my show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, great win for them. They're doing really, really well. Defense is what it is. Like, better.
It's better.
Really, really good. And then, them using Jay as the, like, the primary playmaker for this group, He's excelling at it, Bunk.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
This man last night.
Oh, man. Old school Sean Kemp up in this thing, man.
Oh, that's how you know it's a Funk Friday.
Yeah, old school Sean Kemp up in this thing.
We were just talking about Dale Ellis, and he comes through with the green and gold Sean Kemp. Wow, that is fantastic. That guy and me are going to be best friends. I can already tell that. But no, Jalen Johnson's stat line last night had never been done in NBA history.
Right.
31, 18, and 14 with seven steals to boot.
Seven steals.
And you're right. Like he is showing an ability to playmake for his teammates that I don't know that we'd really seen a lot of in the past. I mean, he's taken the ball off the dribble a lot more. Him and Onyeka had a nice little two-man game going at the top of the key at times last night. Like, he's good. Yeah. Like, I know we've known that he's good, but he's genuinely, like, all-star level good. And, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Always got to knock on wood and say it when you talk about Jalen Johnson. It's just please make it through the season because he I mean, I know we were talking earlier this week about is he second best player, third best player, whatever. He might be the best player.
Yes.
Even when Trey's healthy, he might be the best player on this team.
That could be the one thing that we've all talked about this team. Can somebody be the number one, Trey be your number two? So, yeah, I mean, he's well on his way by doing that. But, yeah, great win. Great good start to the season for this guy. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully – Who knows?
It's fun to be saying who knows in a positive way about a team.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Especially this team.
Because we can also say who knows about the Falcons.
Yes.
And it's not the same optimistic who knows. And we'll do our keys at 120 as we always do, what it's going to take to beat the Panthers.
Rinse and repeat.
It's going to be the same stuff because it pretty much is.
Yeah,
and then we show up on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and who knows? Who knows if they'll do any of this? They know what they need to do.
Yes.
It's hard to do, obviously. Harder for them than it seems to be for other teams. And we'll find out if they can do it on Sunday afternoon. I know this. They better.
Yeah.
Like, it's now or never. For what this season is sort of sliding toward. So they got to go out there and have a nice performance. Now, Carolina's a team that you can do that against.
Yes.
The Saints, who are not good, had a nice performance against them last weekend and beat them by 10 points. So you should be able to go out there and do it. But I don't know. I mean, I have no idea whether or not they will.
I just, you know, just to be just be consistent. Be good. Don't be consistent because, you know, that's not a good thing when we're talking about this thing. But, I mean, just play, you know, just play a good game. Play well. Play on schedule on third down. Win on freaking first down. How about that? We keep hollering about third down. How about first and second down? Be better on those damn downs.
That'd be good.
So you can not have a lot of third downs, you know. And so, the whole narrative is – not narrative. You know, we've talked about the pyramid of blame with this team, and now it's on your quarterback. He's got to play good.
Yeah, it
is. He's got to play better.
Squarely on the quarterback.
Yeah,
right now.
He's got to play better. The guys that are playing well got to continue to – well, they got to play well around him. You know, I think that when you look at where this team is, we understand playing Carolina, they want to run the football. Carolina wants to run the football. Atlanta wants to run the football. We know that, you know, you got to control number 95 if you're the Atlanta offensive line. He is their one game breaker. We know this. They have a shutdown corner. You know, you can't – I mean, he's one of the – he has some of the best ball skills in the league. I mean, how many one-handed interceptions dude got this year? I mean, JC is an outstanding player.
Yeah.
You know, but outside of that, you can get after this team. Now, you got so far behind so fast last time up there, you weren't able to run the football. So, can you find a way to establish a run game? And all the little things that have been getting you beat, like untimely penalties, not covering the right kick. You know, just those little things that we talk about. Can you get those out of your system and be able to go and just put a good performance on? Because people keep talking about the playoffs and winning the next three games and all that. Just win this one.
Yeah, none
and
of that.
Then we'll worry about everything else.
None
next
of that
week.
Can happen if none you don't of that, win on
exactly.
Sunday.
Exactly. You got to win this damn game.
And again, like
and you got the right.
We do this every Friday, but it's like
you got the right.
We'll handle the flip side if they don't on Monday.
Yeah.
It could be an ugly Monday if they don't win on Sunday.
Andy,
like
absolutely.
If they don't beat this team at home and they're 3-7 and they've lost to them twice and all that, and especially depending on how it looks, But honestly, I don't really think it matters. Like, if Carolina has more points than the Falcons do at the end of the game on Sunday,
issues.
Whether it's 27-24 or it's 30-0 again, there's some people whose seats are going to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Sunday night, and who knows, they might not even be in the building on Monday. I don't know. But again, like all that stuff, all the stuff, all those narratives, the quarterback stuff, the potential for change, whatever it is, you can quiet all of that down by going out and actually playing well.
Yes.
Like, the Michael Penix stuff very quickly flips in a different direction if he goes out and has a good game.
Right.
Like, now, one good game against Carolina isn't going to ease every concern that everyone has.
No.
But if the conversation, and I think you and I have been pretty consistent with stopping short of anything big picture, bold proclamations about Penix, positive or negative, but if the frustration is that he's not developing, well, he's got to show development.
Right.
Like, he's got to go out there and play incrementally better. Last game was probably the worst that he's had, one of the worst that he's had, certainly from a completion percentage perspective it was. He's got to go out there and make the layups.
Yep.
I mean, that's something we've said from the very beginning.
It's in summer.
He can't have a 58% completion percentage.
No.
Otherwise, they're going to lose games.
Yes.
He's got to hit the easy throws. Maybe they can design some more easy throws. The guys obviously have to catch the balls that he does put on them. Like, it's on everybody.
Yes.
But he can quiet this stuff down really easily. It is in his control. Go out and play well, and people are quiet for a week.
Yeah.
And then do it a few weeks in a row, and then things start to shift.
Yeah, man, there's no better time than the present. There's no time better than the present to put your best foot forward. If you're him and if you're this football team, you're actually right. They got to play good around him also. When he gives you opportunities, I say it all the time, sometimes you got to go above and beyond sometimes to help your teammate. Okay, the ball's a little high. We'll go get it. They're going to catch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just catch it. You know, you can't miss block. They're going to run that damn screen again to Bijan out there. Drake, you got to go where the guy is going to be at, not where he is. You know, you get that block. That's what always springs those plays is the guy who has the initial block on the corner.
Saints got a lot of yardage last week on that little screen game,
yes,
too, with Kamara.
Yes.
They were getting him the ball quick, and he's so good.
Yes.
But Bijan can do that,
Bijan can do that, yeah. But that's the thing about it is he can't do it unless you got to get that first guy.
Yep.
You've got to,
yep,
get him. That's the most important part of the play is that block right there. I mean, you know, when you're Kyle, I mean, you can go around and just say whatever. Everybody's got to play better than they did in Carolina. Obviously, Algiers, 10 carries, that's always going to be an X factor for me because I believe, yeah, they're running the ball well if that's the case with it.
Yeah, and normally if he gets 10, Bijan gets 20.
Yes.
They get to 30.
Yes.
And that's the magic number.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty crazy how the run game has stalled out over the last four games. Like, Bijan had that great performance against Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo is one of the worst run defenses in the NFL. That sort of showed up over the last month as well. But, I mean, he goes off in that game. They get in the ball a ton. He breaks that long touchdown run, and he's catching the ball and all that stuff. They're calling him the best player in the world, and he's averaged less than 50 yards per game on the ground since then.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's what's happening.
Yes.
Like, the Penix struggles are not surprising to me. Like, he's a young quarterback. He's going to have struggles. He has to get, I'm not exonerating him. He's got to get better. The Bijan stuff is surprising. Like, and it's not entirely on him, obviously.
No.
It takes a team to have a run game. But the fact that we went from where it was against Buffalo to where it's been the last month is, to me, the biggest reason why they've lost four in a row.
Yeah, man. And I think a lot of that, you know, we talk about O-line play. Play on their side of the line of scrimmage. Play on their side. Because if you're on their side, you're getting four at least. You know, I think that's always the most important thing is that you got to be able to get movement in the run game. Without no movement, as great as he is at making people miss, hell, he's tired as hell because he's made four people miss in the damn backfield. You know, he's wasting all that damn energy.
Yeah.
You know, but I think as long as
let him run forward sometimes too.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be stretched out. I know that they do.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
But they can, you know, you can mix it up a little, can't you?
I mean, you can do anything.
I think.
Yeah, I think you can do anything you want.
I genuinely don't know how hard it is. I know that's what they practice and it's what they want to do. Just be a little bit more diverse.
Yeah.
They know what you want to do.
But I think the thing about it is that is what is so great about the stretch run. You know it's coming.
Yeah.
But if the offensive line is doing their job, It works.
That's the other thing. And this is, we've gotten back to this three weeks in a row. The offensive line just has to play. Has to do their
job. Knew Terrell Davis was coming on the stretch.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean. Well, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's what his play comes back from his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
They knew what's good. They knew. But yeah. On their side of the line,
they had good offensive linemen.
Exactly,
really good offensive linemen, including one that we talked to every Wednesday. He was on that team, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
All right. First hour of the show is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Come by and see us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You definitely look at it because you got to figure out what happened, what went wrong early, right? And, you know, like a little bit of that was some resiliency of missing those two early, you know, kicks. You know, like you drove the ball down really well and you miss a kick, and that's kind of disheartening. Then you drop down again, you miss another one. That's disheartening. And it's disheartening for your offense, but your defense showed great resiliency that day. I mean, had a couple turnovers that day, which was uncharacteristic. I think we had two that day, interceptions. I know it was two interceptions for sure. One for a pick six, which is uncharacteristic, as we know, for 10 games in or 11 games in, whatever it's for Michael. We had another pick down the field, gave a couple short fields, whatever the case may be, and our defense was able to go out there and show great resiliency and stand up and play, you know, halfway decent on just an awful day, right? So you got to take that from it, but you definitely got to go look at it so you don't come out and start that way. You don't come out and finish that way, and you can come out and find ways to thrive and get better. So you never wash it. You never put it away. It's there. It's on the cut-ups this week, and you better go look at it.
Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Make too much damn money to be discouraged.
Fun trip down
memory lane. Buckle your damn chin strap on and get back out there.
Yeah, that's been an interesting part of the conversation of the week as well, like the amount of time spent talking about Michael Penix being hard on himself. It's like, all right, well, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not a factor on Sunday.
But I mean, nobody should be.
What are we doing?
Nobody should ever be harder on you than yourself.
Sure.
I mean, that's right. That's like.
But like, you know, I don't know that.
Get it fixed.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah. Get it fixed.
Dang, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Let's go do it better.
Yeah. Get it fixed.
But like having to have like extra conversations with coaching and spending time and all this stuff worried about.
Get it fixed.
Is he too mad? Like what?
Get it fixed.
Just play better.
Thank you. I mean, we could talk about all the narratives and the
we don't need to be doing psychology
and all that other stuff. Oh, it's so many sports psychologists out there. Go forget it.
fixed.
The number one way to feel better about yourself.
To play good.
Is to play good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
All the other stuff that everybody wants to keep yapping and yumping about, go get it fixed.
Yapping and yumping.
Yapping
get out of here.
Yumping, man. Get the hell out of here, man. Yumping.
Now that's what we'll be doing for the next 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Yeah, yapping.
That's what we do. We're yapping and yumpers.
Yeah, man. Ron, bring them peckles over here. The pickles.
Oh.
Peckles over here.
Okay.
Fired up right now, Andy.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, man. I think, you know, and that's what we know. That we know this about sports, all right? It's a week-to-week praise and what praise and non-praise.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster
it's
ride.
It's a roller coaster ride, especially
absolutely.
When you have teams like the Falcons, all right? They're not the only team that is like this, that frustrates fan base. I don't give a damn about the other ones. I give a damn about this one more than anything. Mm-hmm. But yet they are – this is what a team like this, this is what they do. This is, I'm sure on other sports talk, it's just as bad, you know. But, again, that's them. This is us. This is who we talk about. This is who we root for because
yeah.
We want to see this team do well. They won in a month.
It's true.
They won in a damn month,
it's
Andy.
Been a month, yeah.
It's been a month since they've won.
That's right.
And then you've played well enough these past 2 weeks to win both of these games yeah. against two teams that are going to be top two seeds in the AFC probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you've played well against two really good teams.
Yeah.
And you probably could have won the San Francisco game on Sunday
yeah.
night, too.
I mean,
probably could have won that
these
game.
These are things. That's what I'm saying. Like, we were talking about it yesterday. Like, teams make those plays against you.
That's right.
How about you start making those plays not for you? For you.
But maybe you're right. Like, teams do come up with the big play against you, but maybe it's also because you come up with the big mistake against them.
That's true.
Like, that's the
teams force you to make big mistakes.
But the variable is all the other teams. The constant is the Falcons.
But the thing about it is, what you just said, is like, it's really them. It's them. It's them missing blocks.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't do anything special.
No, right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It's you that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's you that
there's
underthrew.
A reason why they make those big plays is because the Falcons set them up to make those big plays by doing something dumb
yeah.
or whatever. Like, yeah. maybe dumb isn't the nicest way to put it. But no, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean.
I wouldn't apologize
for
that word.
Not doing your job.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, look. I mean, we know what it is. You got to beat Carolina on Sunday. Obviously, they can, but they're going to make it hard.
Yes.
You know, it's so interesting every single week being, like you said, being in this city talking about that team. But then also we talk a lot of Georgia football as well. Georgia has a big game tomorrow night against Texas. Like, everything that we say about the Falcons is almost exactly opposite with the Georgia football team. It's
right.
like, yeah, it'll probably be really close, but I trust them to make the big play
right.
because they're well-coached and they always do.
Right.
Like, I'm sure it'll be a really, really hard game because Texas is good and every game in the SEC is close this year by and large. But I just I believe Georgia is smart, disciplined, well-coached,
yes.
and does the right thing in the right moment
yes.
to win.
Yes.
It's kind of – thank God we get to cover them, too.
Right.
Because if we covered two teams that were like, you know, now it would be, you know, we could be two good teams, but, you know, you can't have everything.
No, you can't have it all, man. And we understand that. But I think, you know, I would love to see this team just go out and give their fans something to root for. Give them something to call in on Monday to our show, to our station, and just, you know, not necessarily be overly excited, but not pissed off.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
We haven't had a victory Monday in a while.
It's been a while, man.
It'd be nice.
You know, the weather's supposed to be cool. I mean, it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. So my victory Monday is going to sound good.
Yeah,
you
sure,
know?
Sure.
But, yeah, I think that's all I want to see. I want this team to go play well today for the fans and themselves, more importantly, for yourself, for the guys up there in Flowery Branch. I think they're the better team in this game. I do.
I agree.
Go be the better team. Mm-hmm. Go be the better football team in this game. Because, I mean, let's just call it what it is. If stuff go bad on Sunday, that conversation with Arthur Blank
it might be the last one.
It might be one.
It might be the last
one. It might be.
Obviously, we'll spend a lot of time on this game throughout the show. We'll get to our keys to a Falcons victory at 120, as we always do. In the NFL No Huddle, in about half an hour, we'll get back into it a little bit as well. There was a Thursday night game last night. The Patriots won again. They're pretty good, man.
Yeah, man.
Drake May is the real deal.
He's so good, man. And I think the biggest thing with him is that he is he's so in command. You know, he's an alpha dog leader. We know what kind of athlete he is. They got guys playing so well around him too. Stephon Diggs playing. Mac Hollins is playing his ass off also, man. He got the tight ends.
Travion Henderson's fun to watch.
He's an indie?
Yeah,
dude,
he's good.
Yeah, man. And the Jets, they freaking stink. They stink. Yeah. Justin Fields stinks.
Yeah, he's not a starting quarterback.
They don't have a lot around him right now. I get it. But, yeah, I think we know now.
Yeah, that's kind of what this year was going to be. It's like, all right, last chance to show whether or not. And, again, it is a bad situation, and it is the Jets, but still.
Yeah.
Pretty clear who the better basketball team was last night. And the best performance, I don't know, hard to say, because Jalen Johnson's was too. But a career night for this guy.
Now Jalen brings it back. Gets it out to Onyeka. Wide open, straight away three. Good again. Onyeka Okongwu hits the three, and the Jazz need a timeout. Oh, Onyeka. The Hawks take a lead by six. Hawks 118, Jazz 112.
That damn basket was so big yesterday for him.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Onyeka Curry last night for the Hawks. He made eight threes.
Yeah, man.
8 for 14 from downtown. Like, it was when he missed, because he heat-checked on one of them.
Yes.
And it was shocking that it didn't go in. You could see the Utah Jazz just all looking around like, this wasn't in the scouting report.
What the hell's going on?
Guy's not supposed to hit eight threes on us.
What was that old Kansas City coach? What the hell's going on around here? No, that's Vince Lombardi.
What the hell's going on around here? Yeah, man. Really fun. And it's going to be in the scouting report because he's shooting 40% from three this year.
Yep.
Jalen Johnson also had an outrageous triple-double, 31 points, 18 rebounds.
He should have had one the night before.
Well, and he damn near had a quadruple-double
because he had seven steals.
Yeah, just a fun start to the season for the Hawks. They're playing their asses off. And Trey's not even with them. Obviously, everybody knows that. Trey's still going to be out for a couple of weeks with his knee injury. Really cool to see them playing how they are. Let's hear from Kirby Smart ahead of their big matchup against Texas tomorrow night.
Yeah, this team didn't beat Texas. That team, and you know, and this Texas hasn't played this team of ours. So two completely different teams, in my opinion. So I think it has zero effect on it.
Oh, it's gonna be such a good game. It's gonna be such a good game tomorrow night in Athens, man. Crowd's gonna be great.
It's gonna be a great atmosphere.
It's gonna be a great atmosphere. The weather's gonna be perfect.
Yeah, it is gonna be nice.
You know, and so yeah, I mean, Georgia does and take care of their business. They should win by at least 10 points in this game, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing with Georgia is they can't turn the ball over, and they got to get a turnover. They got to figure out how to steal a possession from them. I just don't think that, you know, because Texas is giving up some points. Because their defense is, they're giving up back-to-back 30-burgers. You know, and if we haven't learned anything about this Georgia offense, they can score.
Yeah.
They can score when they need to score. Can this defense get stops? I think that's the most important thing. Keep them one-dimensional. Texas is not running the ball like they usually or like Sark wants them to.
Yeah.
Don't let this be the game that he can have an array of play calls.
Yeah, if they get the run game going, then that to me that's the key.
Yes.
Is
Georgia running
on Texas, because Texas is a good run defense.
They are.
Now, teams have been able to do it, but over the course of the year they're only giving up like 3 yards
a carry. They got to block Anthony Hill.
Yes.
If they get him blocked, because he's a game-wrecking,
yeah, he's a game wrecking,
top 10 possible draft pick. That's how good this dude is. Mm-hmm. And he has no holes in his game. Teams that have been able to get a body on him are successful running the ball against Texas. Can they do it? The Georgia offensive line is healthy and is playing as best as they've played all year. Can they run the football is going to be the key.
Yeah, we'll talk to Roddy in about 10 minutes and just get all of the last-minute injury updates, because Roddy knows.
Yeah.
I mean, Roddy's in the training room with these guys pretty much.
Yes.
He's like in the ceiling, you know.
He's
camouflaged to the wall.
Yeah,
they just don't see him. He's watching people get treatment. Kind of creepy, but effective. Anyway, we'll talk to Roddy about all that in about 10 minutes. But yeah, that's a huge one. Alabama, Oklahoma is a big game.
Is
as
Alabama
well.
People? I know Bama can't run it. I know how good Oklahoma's defense is, but are really thinking that Oklahoma's going to beat this team.
I just think
– how healthy is John – if John Mateer is like
– yeah, John Mateer's hand, wrist, whatever
that
is a huge deal.
They had to bye week.
But, yeah, I mean, I think the concern is that Alabama doesn't run the ball great and that Oklahoma defense is the real deal. Yeah, what's the guy's name? Mason Thomas.
He is
That's
a problem.
Another game wrecker.
A problem.
That guy can completely
dominate. A problem.
But at the same time, Alabama's throwing the ball great.
They are.
So, you know, maybe they don't have to run the ball. You can throw
that
the ball
That was the
like
thing
that.
About it. Is like
Ty Simpson is great. He's playing awesome.
He's great. This Saturday, guys, tomorrow from noon to 2, make sure you join our gal Allie Mack at Rick Case Kia in Duluth as she gets you ready for the big game on Sunday. And one lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the rolling stand. There'll be other prizes. Somebody can take home some tickets for the next home game. That's tomorrow. Rick Case Kia in Duluth with our gal, Allie Mack.
All right, we'll come back. Roddy Nabalski is going to join us from UGASports.com. This hour of the Midday Show, first hour, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll talk some Georgia and Texas coming up next with Roddy Nabalski, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That what I'm going to do. That's a going to do. That's a call of the crew.
You wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
From looking at Roddy. Just like.
Yeah.
That like the depth of knowledge that's coming to the table every single week musically. That's why we don't judge books by covers. Because every single week it's great stuff. And it's Roddy picks us up to the football game, and we love it. Roddy Nabalski joins us from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. Greatest intro of all time. Thank you, Master P, for that.
Oh, right.
You know, and that's one of the best ones. It's funny to see my 21-year-old son. This comes on, and I start screaming it in the car, and he's like, "Dad, are you having a seizure?" I'm like, "No, boy. I haven't taught you enough."
No. Better no.
Yeah, exactly. So, I picked this one because of the knuckle up, buckle up, because this is going to be a tough game for Georgia in the trenches. They've that Georgia offensive line has been manhandling, committing murder on opposing defensive lines in the last few games. They have just been thrown. The tight ends, too. We got to give the tight ends credit. They've been going out on search and destroy missions, setting the edge, picking off cornerbacks and safeties. But when you see big, Dontrell Glover coming for you, Juan Gaston, or Monroe Freeling is just playing out of his mind. You got to like Georgia's chances, but now you're going up against a defense that only allows teams to get into the red zone twice a game. They're the number two running defense in the nation, the number one in the SEC. This is a team that prides itself on not letting you run the ball, and they don't let you throw it a whole lot either. So it's strength on strength, Georgia's O-line and running game versus Texas's defensive line and lack of run games or lack of runs allowed. So that's why I'm like, hey, you better put your big boy pants on, get your mouthpiece in. It's going to be a fight on the trenches when Georgia has the ball and Texas is trying to keep them out of the end zone.
What about with the when you line up with talking about the defense against their offense? I mean, obviously Archie's gotten better since his early season struggles and things like that. They haven't run the ball particularly at the level that I'm pretty sure Sark has. Had two sacks last week. Obviously coming off the same damn blitz every single time, Roddy. That cross dog, that linebacker cross dog. That I still can't understand how people don't figure it out. But I mean, what are we looking at defensively with the dogs against the Texas offense?
See, this one's has me nervous. I'm very confident in Georgia's offense, even against this Texas defense. So I'm like, look, you've got a great run game. You've got great tight ends. You've got a nasty offensive line. And you've got a quarterback who will win you this game in Gunnar Stockton. Then you flip it, like you say, you flip it to look at weakness against weakness. The Texas is not a great running team. Georgia's great against the run. But Arch Manning can throw it. And they're giving him time to throw. He's getting the ball out a lot faster, almost a second quicker than he was in his first couple games. Right. So he's knowing where to go with the ball. He has progressed, just like Gunnar Stockton has progressed. He's also very dangerous with his feet. He's scored 6 touchdowns running. So this is a guy who is great throwing the ball. And they've got great wide receivers.
Yep.
What does Georgia have in the secondary? Mm-hmm. Not much. That's their absolute weakness. So you have their strength against your weakness when it comes to the passing game. So this is where I'm like, you know, Master P said it, you know, you better knuckle up, because if you give them 15-yard penalties and keep drives alive that way, you know, you got to be able to get to this guy. And Georgia is dead last in the SEC in sacks.
Hey, we're double digits now, baby. We're double digits now, Rod.
Yeah, but for you have 11, which is great, but Texas has 34. So that just kind of gives you an idea of what the standings are like.
I think that's probably – I mean, there's a lot of different matchups and advantages and stuff in this game. I think you just detailed maybe Texas's biggest advantage matchup-wise on the outside with Georgia's secondary. What's Georgia's biggest advantage on the field?
Tight ends. Going to be the tight ends. They're, as much as I want to give Texas credit for its strong defense, its secondary, they have some good guys in the secondary, but they got a little thin back there. They got banged up. But now apparently everyone on that team has been hands laid on. They're all healthy. There's not one person on their unavailability report. So that's pretty impressive. So they're going to be at full strength when they come to town. But even at full strength, they have been pillaged by tight ends. Every team has played them has had success with the tight ends. And you guys saw Lawson Lucky get that concussion last. They haven't called it a concussion, but I'm told that he didn't remember catching the ball.
That was a tough one.
He got lit up. But his, you know, he comes from a line of tough guys. Those Lucky triplets were phenomenal. It's one of the toughest guys you'll ever meet. He's one of the toughest guys you'll ever see on the football field. He wanted to go back in. I'm not even sure which field he thought he was playing on, or, you know, if he's playing offense or defense, but he's ready to go back out there last week, even though he had his bell rung. And you give him let's give Oscar Delp. I've given Oscar Delp some grief in the past. You know, I've called him a good average SEC tight end, but he's playing out of his mind. So if you get him and Lawson Lucky, and then number 10, Elias Williams.
Yeah, man.
That is a matchup nightmare. So if I'm Mike Bobo, I'm thinking, let's go a little 13 personnel. Let's go a little even 14. Jade Riddell's the fastest tight end they got. So if you want to see Georgia absolutely move the ball, keep an eye on number 10, number 4, you know, number 7, number 23. Watch those tight ends. And remember, when they're out there, you're not sure if they're also going to block too. So they can block, they can catch. And I'd love to just see more balls to Elias Williams, big number 10. I know he's a true freshman, but that kid is going to be special.
Hey, Rod, I know you said that their injury report is clean. What about George? Is there anything that – I mean, outside of Lawson, is there anything that that we might have to worry about as far as who's not going to be there, who's not going to be available?
I mean, you know the guys that have been out for a long time. Like, you know, George Hall is done for the year. Yeah, just those guys. But here's some good news, and actually – messed up one of my podcasts this week because I went into the wrong show. I was so excited when I got this text from practice, or somebody went to practice. DeMello Jones, Georgia's corner, the one who didn't play a whole lot last week, or if he played at all. Remember, he got hurt a couple games ago. He had an elbow brace on at the Mississippi State game. And remember, they tried Ellis Robinson. That didn't work as well. They went to Daniel Harris. That didn't work very well. They just need somebody opposite Daylon Everett. And Robinson's getting better, but DeMelo Jones, I think, is the guy. And he was going full tilt in practice. There's no limitations on him in practice, apparently. So maybe they have DeMelo Jones back out there. And again, when you're facing Arch Manning and you've had hit or miss pressures on the quarterback, in other words, you're not exactly pressuring him a whole lot. They did last week, which was great, but if they can't get to Arch, he's going to pick him apart. You definitely want DeMelo Jones out there. So having him come back would be him and Lawson Lucky. That's two starters that you were worried about not having, and, hey, you'll have him out there this Saturday.
Roddy Nabalsi joins us from UGASports.com every Friday ahead of Georgia's upcoming game at 11:40 on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Probably the thing we love most about sports is you don't know what's going to happen. We spend all summer talking about some storyline, and 2 weeks in, it's completely blown up. I don't know if it's the biggest surprise in college football, but certainly the fact that Gunnar Stockton, as we sit here today ahead of this matchup, has significantly outplayed Arch Manning this season. I don't think the national pundits had that one pegged. How big of a story, how big of a factor is just how great Gunnar Stockton's been this season?
It's a phenomenal story, and I have to give credit to Jim Donnan, Georgia former head coach. He does the watch along with us. And by the way, anybody who has problems watching the games because of YouTube TV, join us on the Georgia Watch Along Show. We had 250,000 people 2 weeks ago. We had 150,000 last week. We got people watching the game with us.
Coach Donnan,
after week two, stood up on the table. And remember, week two, after Austin Peay, everybody's given Gunnar Stockton all sorts of crap that he can't throw the ball deep. He's just throwing screens. And, you know, does Georgia need to look to Ryan Puglisi? 130 yards passing? What the heck is this? Coach Donnan stood up there and said, look, I'll take this kid over anybody. I've coached quarterbacks. I've been one for 60 years, and I'm telling you, this guy has the it factor. He's going to be special, and that's what he's done. He has absolutely come on and put up crazy numbers. And it's funny, we actually did a story on Wednesday how these two guys are almost identical in the number of rushing touchdowns they have, the depth of target, 7.9 yards. They both throw it about the same distance. Completion percentages are pretty close. They are two sides of the same coin, but you're right, Gunnar has played better, and he's getting a lot of – I'll put it this way. There are a lot of people deleting tweets and texts about Gunnar Stockton. There's a lot of revisionist history going on because people don't want to be on the record saying how much they doubted him. But he's played lights out. And this is a game that could come down to which quarterback makes the big play, which one avoids a mistake. Yeah. I hate being the guy that says, it's always easy to talk about the QBs, but Saturday the QBs are going to win or lose this game.
Yeah, man. Yep, I agree. I was out there with Coach Donnan. He went to Fort Valley. Peach County found a 190-pound tight end, made him to an all-conference guy. So if he said something, he's definitely going
to – he stood on the table and basically told everybody who was doubting Gunnar to go pound
– go kick rocks and pound sand.
Exactly. So and he did the same thing with Stetson Bennett. Remember when people were like, well, Stetson can never beat Alabama. He's terrible. He's too short. You know, he has a weak arm. He has a pop gun arm. And Coach Donnan basically dropped a couple bombs on him and said, you know, if you don't believe in this kid, then you don't deserve to be a Georgia fan. So he feels the same way about Gunnar.
It's funny how sometimes these coaches know what they're talking about.
Funny how
Kirby just seems to have a knack for identifying the right quarterback for his team. Roddy, we appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every single Friday at 11:40 ahead of the upcoming Georgia game. Obviously, tomorrow's matchup, one of the biggest of the season, man.
Yeah, man.
At home against Texas. Texas, two losses early in the year, certainly been playing a bit better of late. And, you know, it's something we talk about a lot and understand people don't have patience. But, I mean, Arch is a first-year starter that has progressed throughout the year. And kind of like first-year starters do. Also, because we talk about this quite a bit, I think I talk about it a lot, just sort of my opinion of Sark kind of as a coach. I don't want to say the same stuff. I think Sark's a really good coach, to be clear.
But
I criticize
coach.
Him for losing big games sometimes, but that's like a – you know, you only get to coach in so many big games if you're a really good coach.
Right.
I also think there's room for – because we do this with young quarterbacks or with teams throughout seasons or whatever. Like, there's also room for Sark to get better at that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I don't want to make it seem like every time we mention him, I'm like, well, he can't do this, he can't do that. Obviously, he's doing a lot of really good things. One thing we know Sark is good at is developing quarterbacks.
Yes.
And it's happening this year with Arch. He still hasn't won a game like this so far.
Well, it'd be Alabama. It is,
yeah,
Alabama,
but that early season, yeah, and all
I
that.
Think,
like,
I think,
he hasn't gone into a – he hadn't won one quite like
but
this.
But what do we talk about? Certain coaches' signature win. Lane Kiffin's signature win last year beat Georgia.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. And still hasn't had a bigger one than that.
No, he has not. And yeah. So when I look at where Sark is, I think that, you know, how do you, if you're Sark, not get dowdy? Meaning, because I think that he started getting dowdy, making dowdy calls.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You know,
he gets really, really conservative.
And
in,
you're
in
like,
big games.
Why are you so conservative yep. right now? And that's what, as a Georgia fan, that's what I'm banking on.
Yep.
Because this
yep.
is going to be a back and forth game. It's going to be a good game. I think, you know, the one thing that we always talk about, and it's a new phrase, and it's so true. Take him to that deep end, Georgia. Take him out there.
Yep.
Take him out there, Kirby, and see if that. Because they're going to make – Georgia's going to make all the adjustments and everything like that. And it's all about what's going to be going on in the second half. This is going to be a nip-and-tuck, back-and-forth type game.
Yep.
Is it going to – can it be a point where Georgia gets out early on them or something like that? I don't see that. I didn't see that last week either.
Yeah, they finally did it.
Yeah. But
now, they still did get scored on first because they must. I think that's in Kirby's contract.
Yeah, but I just don't – you know, and you get the – because – think of Georgia's a national brand, all the things. So what the national pundits are saying about Georgia, you don't be surprised. Ooh, I want to play them now. Are they peaking right now and everything?
Yeah. It's still, you know, even as good as – I mean, Georgia's, like, boring good, I think, for the national people because it's so consistent.
Yes.
Like, and we were just sitting here chuckling coming back to one of our segments because the headline on one of the national talk shows was, is this a legacy game for Arch?
Oh, my God.
Like, what about Gunner?
What the hell?
Is it a legacy game for Gunner?
No.
Does Gunner doesn't get a legacy?
No, he does not. He's not Eli Manning or Peyton Manning.
No,
Arch Manning. Is his name Archie or is it just Arch?
I think it's Arch is short for Archie.
It is, but I'm just saying.
But wouldn't Archie be short for something too?
Archibald.
Archibald.
I think his name is Archibald.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's Archibald.
It is Archibald.
It is Archibald.
Archibald Charles.
Wow. We know what army he be leading. Don't forget, you can always listen to tonight Sports Radio 929 The Game on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
We can't have Archies in my family.
Why is it? Oh, bunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only one. All right. We'll come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.